Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Control a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the piece of do it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. Are you moving your wife closer to you?
I am.
I took a shower today, I promise. I even actually straightened my hair. It's probably going to rain. You know, that's just the way. You don't have that problem, do you, Matt?
No, I don't.
Okay,
I don't.
Okay. Well, I welcome all of you to my show, which is the Kim Pagano Show. And what's really fun lately, I've been meeting a lot of my listeners, and they've been coming in and getting their hair done. And just, you know, last night I was at another seminar for all those diva women out there, Shana Daniels. She's got a makeover, a body, mind, and soul makeover. And so I went over there and did a hair makeover. So look good, feel good, do good. So I just want to give a shout out to all the women I just met last night and giving them great ideas to always look your best. You know, you never know. And start your day in a positive way. So anyways, well, I want to welcome all of you to our show. And I've got my financial, couple in here. And I'm really excited because they're going to give us some amazing ingredients for financial health. And, you know, it kind of goes along with our show. Exactly. We've got some really good topics. And welcome. You guys haven't been... New baby, right? It comes with a new baby. You've got, you know, I tell you, I remember those days where it was like, with how many kids, somebody always had a cold, and there's been a lot going around. So welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I know. So tell us a little bit about what are we going to be talking about? What does financial health actually mean?
Well, it's very similar to your actual health, where you need to have exercise and a good diet and sleep in order to feel good and be in good good health. And to be in good financial health, there's also three ingredients, and those would be time, rate of return, and taxes.
Okay, I know where you guys are going, because you know what? The sooner you get organized with your money, right, the more time you have. And there's just not a better day to start it right today, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, so many people put this off, and yet it's the most important thing that we, I mean, I don't understand, and yet that's our future right there.
Yeah, we're going to talk about why that happens and how to prevent it from continuing to affect us.
All right. Well, I'm really excited. I want to also share. Prudence just walked in. And
oh, my goodness. Hello.
Was it a rough ride in or what?
You know, I was not expecting sort of that fogginess. And so things are a bit slower when it's foggy, especially coming over the grade. So.
Oh, well, you look great. Your hair looks great.
Well, thank
you. Yeah, you look awesome. All right. Well, we got Matt on our board. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008. Matt, we'd love you to call. And you know what we've been noticing? A lot of people are a little nervous to be on the air, but they've been calling in with lots of great questions. And, you know, so give us if you have a question when we're talking. We've got David and Hannah Hornstein in here. They are our financial couple. Is that okay if I say that? Because you guys are both financially savvy, right? This is your background. And so it's kind of neat because you guys both have your different ways, but yet it's joined together, kind of like my husband and I. Got the best of the best. So anyway, so also we're going to be talking with Dr. Amy Shunney. And she's going to give us five ways to fight inflammation naturally. We've been doing a lot of stuff naturally, which is really cool. And then we've also got, let me find here. Oh my God, all lost on my thing. We've got home improvement expert Eric Stromer and Cindy Dole. And, you know, this is so interesting. I don't know about you guys, but do you ever have a party and where does everybody migrate? The kitchen. It's always the kitchen. And so they're going to make your kitchen the heart of the home. And it's funny because I always wanted, I mean, when we did this house, when we moved in, it was just a little tiny kitchen. And I was like, we got to knock these walls out, you know. Of course, contractor. I took my hairdresser hat off and I put my contractor hat on. And we made a huge great room. So, and it's this, I love it.
Because your house is fantastic for it because everything is one big room.
But let me tell you, though, now we have a pool table in there because we've got teenagers. They've all grown up. And so, you know, but it's fun. I mean, because I'm cooking. I never wanted to be like in that other room. And so I wanted to be a part of all that. So we are. And it's worked out really well. So I'm excited to hear what they're going to talk about. And, you know, with that, what we're going to do is, again, I want to tell you all the ways that you can get in touch with us. One, if you are on Facebook, definitely like our show. I'm almost there. I reached my goal. I'm like right around the corner, so I'm really excited. So like our show, share us with everybody, because that's really the way that you find out what's going on our show. Also on my website, you can find out there all my sponsors and, you know, connected to all their great websites too. And all my past shows are on there. So that is KimPaganoShow.com. Also, I am on TuneIn Radio. So all of your smartphones, it's a free app. You definitely want to download that. And then you can listen from wherever you're at, because I've got listeners from all over the world. Also, I am on iTunes. All of my shows are being downloaded on iTunes. So I'm really excited. So that's another way that you can, in fact, please go on there and, you know, search Kim Pagano Show and The Kim Pagano Show, and you can find us there. So there's a lot of ways to get out. Also, I want to mention all of my partners and Coffee News. You can reach them anywhere you eat. I mean, pretty much anywhere that there's a newspaper there. Also, Ventura Breeze, a great newspaper for Ventura, everything that's happening out there. And Parent Click, all these parents, you can click on there and find out any, you know, doctor, radio show, anything that you want to find out there. It's a great connect. You look really good. What'd you do? Did you get really good sleep or what? Oh, wait, you got lipstick on. Oh, wait a minute.
If Lisa, Kim, you're so funny.
I know. Well, that's what I am. I'm
a
hair therapist.
Hair today. I did it all today, I guess.
I love it. I love it. Well, that's what this is all about. And if anybody's just new tuning in right now, I want you to know a little bit what we are is a positive talk radio show. And my listeners want to look good, feel good, and do good. And those are the people that I hope that are tuning in. And if you're kind of like on the fence and you just are going, oh, let me listen for a little bit, I'm not in that great of a mood, let me tell you, by the end of the time, David and Hannah and Prudence and I and Matt, we're going to get you hopping, and you're going to feel good, because this is a perfect way to start your day. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And again, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We'll be right back.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. And David and Hannah Hornstein, tell us a little bit about yourself, because we've had you in and out. I know you guys had some baby problems, which is, I'm so glad your baby's okay now, right?
Yeah, thank goodness. You know, you don't appreciate life until your health's taken away.
Yeah.
And
so
we were in ICU really for like 5 days, and we really felt like everything was going to be great, but you know, you're sitting there for 5 days.
Yeah.
And but everything's great with him now. Eli Joseph, that's our son.
Too cute.
And we have a daughter, a 2-year-old daughter. And they're getting close now, and she's not jealous yet, so she's enjoying him. And
that's good, because one of my daughters, and my oldest daughter, when I brought my first baby home, she was like, played with her for about a week and was like, okay, I'm done now. You can send her back, you know. I was like, no,
that's
there's nowhere to send her back, you know. So, yeah.
Our 2-year-old wants to take care of him.
So she's got a built-in mama.
So far.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. So tell us, I'm really excited to talk to both of you. You are our financial, you know, you're where I go for my financials, to take care of it, to make sure that I'm doing the right thing. And in a time right now where things are really hard and people don't, you know who to trust, right? You know, I definitely want to put that out there that, you know, I feel safe with you guys. You are going to make good decisions. Prudence, I know you deal with...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I want somebody who's been in the industry and business for a long time, and not just in one facet, but that understands it from so many different angles. And so, yeah, I completely go to them because I trust them. I know them. And what I know, in the past, when I would do investments or do different things, it was somebody I met that I didn't really know, that there wasn't really a relationship with, and I felt like they could have cared less. After I'd done it, then I felt like they could have cared less where my money went. And I know with David and Hannah that they're just a phone call away. They're right here. They feel like my neighborhood go-to financial people that are going to be with me for life. So I completely entrust you guys with what's going on for me. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, we get a lot of feedback from people. One of the main things, I mean, there are a few things, of course, that separate us, but one of the main things that does is we at first make sure we do it the whole Warren Buffett approach. You know, Warren Buffett, everyone likes to take advice from people who know what they're doing.
That's right.
So here's what Warren Buffett says. Warren Buffett says something very simple. He says, rule number one, don't lose money. And a lot of people, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's rule number one.
So how do you not lose money?
Well, it's interesting.
In a time right now.
Well, one of the things, the second thing he says, rule number two, don't forget rule number one. And, you know, when you hear that, you're thinking to yourself, oh, okay, easy for you. You probably have all the information, right? That's the first thing that would come into our mind. But a lot of people don't take that approach. They take the approach of, let's see how much more you can earn, how much more money you can make. And then, you know, they're very fee-driven and so forth. I hate to say it, but that's a typical part of the industry. And our approach is actually very different. It comes from needs and designing kind of an overall plan. And it also stems from being extremely fiscally conservative with, you know, not just products, but just the overall plan that have been around for 100, 150 years, to make sure that you're never really in a position where you lose everything at any given time. That's kind of the basic concrete approach that we take.
pretty much any book that you read out there about money and wanting to acquire wealth, things like that. I know one of the very first resounding themes I always see is pay yourself first. And that's exactly what it is that people do when they're working with you. Even if it's something simple and small, but you're paying yourself first by investing back in yourself.
Oh, you know, Prudence, you are so right. One of the things we're going to talk about today, Hannah touched on it just a few minutes ago, which are the three ingredients that actually can get you to the 1% to 3% of people who can afford to retire when they want to. And one of those you just touched on, which is paying yourself first, but we relate it to time. And so one of the things we talk about quite often with people is the effects of time, the effects of paying yourself now, the effects of waiting, the effects of our society and what we usually do, which is wait, put it off until someone actually drives it home or until we get older. And even then, we're in a situation where we see a lot of people who wish they would have, but, you know, they just didn't know. They didn't have the information.
Now, is there a point when it's too late? I know that question comes up probably a lot for you all. I'm too old. Will it really make a difference now? Is there a point when it's too late?
Is there a point when it's too late to eat healthier?
No. And that's right? That's a perfect scenario right there. Because, no, and you know, I mean, you really need to just start this. And if you are a listener out there right now and you're going, you know, I probably didn't do things the right way. It's not – I mean, what you do is actually take what they've – you know, their history, right, and see where their highs and their lows are and kind of get them on the right track.
Yeah, we do. And we try to do it in like such a simple way. We're not going to take out all of these computer graphs and so forth. We even in our educational presentations, sometimes we'll even use stick figures just to get points across that probably should have gotten across years ago or through our education system. And we really make people feel like, you know what? I'm glad I learned something. I learned something. And it's interesting because, you know, everyone says that. But until you actually sit down and experience, well, you know, Prudence, I mean, we've done this and Kim, we've done this. And so until you actually sit down and spend the 30 minutes with us or spend the 45 minutes with us and be open to that, you're really not going to be able to experience what we're talking about. You're just going to be thinking, all right, are they like, you know, I don't want to say Merrill Lynch, but I just did, or someone else, you know, and they're a good company. But I'm saying.
But how are you guys different? That's what I really want everybody to know. How are you different, and what kind of sets you guys apart?
Well, number one is that we are willing to sit down with people that actually want and need the help. Most companies, they require you to have a certain minimum amount before they will, you know, really sit and coach you. And we don't have any of those minimums. So, you know, we might get someone who's just starting out that wants to put away $50 to $100 a month. And, you know, they can't call one of these major firms and say, hey, give me your time.
But that's okay with you. So if somebody only wants to put away $50 a month, and let me tell you, that when you guys were into here before, which I love, you know, I was at Coffee Bean yesterday. And do you have any idea how many people? I mean, the line, I'm in the wrong business or something, right? But it's a comfort thing, right? And so how do you make enough money to make sure that you can either do all that stuff or put that aside that you can actually invest that for a future?
Well, what we do that's also different than a lot of these major firms is we sit down with our clients and we come up with a budget. So we find out exactly where they're spending their money, whether it's Coffee Bean or whether it's, you know, a high cable TV bill or a lot of money going to entertainment costs, you know, cell phones. So we take a look at their entire budget, and then we find out, you know, first of all, what's left over after they pay all their bills, including all of their little ancillary expenses. And if there is nothing left to save, then we start talking about saving the money on their car insurance, or maybe, you know, cutting out one day a week at Coffee Bean, or, you know, not eating out one more time per month, or, you know, changing their cable bill to basic cable so that they have that extra, you know, $40, $50 right there. So we'll find the money in their current budget so they don't really feel the pain of starting to save.
This is really good. You know, it's funny because you were on my show when we had Lisa, who goes through your closets, right, and helps you kind of shop in your own closet. If you're listening right now and you don't realize, I'm telling you, it's like that you just said the cable bill. That is probably one of the biggest things. Or, you know, some people are still paying a gym membership that they forgot about, and it's being taken out of their credit card. And until you actually dissect everything that's happening in their life, we don't have time. I mean, my husband and I, we're on the go. And I said, honey, we have to sit down and meet. And he's like, I know, but well, we don't have that. So if we turn it all over to you, you're going to keep micro. I mean, you're going to mini. What do you call that?
Manage.
Yeah, but micromanage our life in a financial way. And I think that's so important.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people these days are using their cell phones for everything, but they still have a home phone. And they don't even know their home phone number, but they have a home phone, and they're paying $40, $50 a month for that as well. You know, these are all dollars that can be put away into a savings plan, and every dollar counts.
You know, it is. I know that there's not a too late date, and yet when you get up in age and suddenly find, oh, my gosh, I don't have a plan and I'm still having to work and I don't get to retire and I don't whatever, don't wait. Do it right now. We've got great people right here. You call them. They are fantastic at what they do, and they're here for a reason. You guys have been doing this, what, 16 years?
Yeah, between the two of us, we have 28 years worth of experience
right. In
investments and sitting down with people. In all facets, which, you know, include what it is that we're doing, banking and investments. And, you know, Kim, it was interesting. I was thinking when you went through that, you know, if I actually said this to your viewers, I bet you a lot of people could identify with this. And if you actually sat down, something as simple as this, and I know because Hannah and I had to do this too, right? And that is this. If you sat down and actually thought of how much you spend on food per month.
Oh, my God. Don't even go there.
I promise you this. The majority of your listeners and the majority of people not only don't know what they spent, but you'll be pleasantly or unpleasantly surprised just at first, right, to know that we as a group, as a society, spend a lot more than we think. The grocery bills are higher. Going out to eat is higher. And if we really look at what it is that we spend, you're going to find an extra $200, $300. Plus, I'm being pretty conservative in most cases, certainly out here, that people are spending more on food.
I know. Right? Yeah, you're so right. And we had it's almost like a food diary. You know, once you actually see it on paper, then you kind of are more aware of how you can start to budget yourself. So I love where we're going on this. Give out your phone number. You're local. You're in Ventura, right? You've got a beautiful new office out there. Where do people come and call you?
They can reach me at 818-402-9396.
Okay, and we'll post that on my Facebook, too. And also, if anybody has any questions out there, you know, just give Matt a call and at 805-639-0008. We're gonna come back to you and get some more great tips. But I want people out there, you know, this is the time. Don't wait. And, you know, whatever age you're at, it's never too late to start. And I think that's really your message, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all, we're living longer.
Yeah, we are.
Remember, I mean, you know, it's cliche now to say the 60s is the new 40s and so forth. But it really is. I mean, we have so many people, you know, one out of three people from what we understand over age 18, they're 65 or over.
Yeah.
And there are a ton of people who didn't get what they were promised. And we can get into that. But in regards to Social Security, pension, et cetera. And they're sitting here still healthy, right? Active. And they're asking themselves, well, am I obsolete? What can I do? And also with what I have, am I going to be able to make it to 92, to 95, or what have you?
You're exactly right. I'm 38, and I sit back thinking Social Security is probably not going to exist when it's time for me to get to collect it. So it's time.
And you know what? You guys actually will come out to their homes too, right?
Yeah, we'll come out to your homes. It'll be a nice, quiet setting where it's not, you know, cold per se. And, of course, we have our office as well, but we'll come out there.
Is that what you typically do, or do people usually come to your
home? No, this is very, you know, it's very personal. It's very private. No one really, you know, I mean, this is at a core level, something that people need and they want to talk about. When they finally talk about it, they want to do that in a quiet, comfortable setting.
And so do they have to be kind of organized, or do you have papers where you can start to kind of pull those things out of them?
Well, you know, Kim, what we like to do at first is have a conversation.
Yeah.
And we'd like to give an education, and then we'd like to see where we're at.
I love it.
That's really what we like to do. And we'd like to impress someone with our education. That's our goal. And then after that, we'll see where we're at, and then we can create some direction after.
So it's no pressure.
Oh,
it's,
yeah. We don't do business the first time we sit down. We don't charge you in that way if actually we decide to sit down with you and spend the time. And so, yeah, it's not like, you know, that of what you may expect from other companies.
Wow. I love the way you guys do business, and thank you so much for being here. All right. We do have our next guest on, and we have Dr. Amy Shunney, and she's going to give us 5 ways to fight inflammation. And I know that inflammation is actually like, you know, the bottom line of how we all get sick. So, Dr. Amy, are you there? We have a question. Oh, you know what we'll do? We'll take our question. Oh, did we lose him? Okay. What was the question?
Oh, we had a question from a woman. Just said, how do you handle student loans on a fixed income, and if you're unemployed?
Oh, there you go.
That's a great question. Well, a lot of times you can actually, if you're unemployed, you can get deferment on your loans, which is probably what you want to do, because if you're not working and you don't have an income, it's very hard to, you know, make
pay it back. Yeah,
absolutely. So you want to definitely check to see if you can get a deferment.
Great. And is that something that they would be able to come and see you and talk about that?
Absolutely.
Because maybe they could figure out a way that, you know, I mean, so we, you know, we didn't get the information, but if you're listening right now, obviously you wanted to hear the answer. Give you a call. Give out your number again.
It's at 818-402-9396.
Okay, great. All right. And that is Hannah and David Hornstein. Great people, really down to earth. I mean, you could sit down and talk to them and not feel pressure at all. So, all right, let's bring on our next guest. Amy, are you there?
I am. It's actually Ame, my sister.
Ame. Very pretty. All right.
Well, thanks. Well, it's impossible to pronounce that well from reading it. So.
There. Thank you. Thank
so
you.
So it's not your fault.
Oh, good. Oh, good. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. Well, I'm up here in Santa Cruz, California, and I'm a naturopathic physician. I've been in practice for 11 years. I specialize in women's health, functional endocrinology, family medicine, a little bit like a regular general practice, except that, I generally tend to use natural modalities. They're my mainstay. So dietary and lifestyle counseling, the use of nutritional supplements, herbal medicine, homeopathy. I do some prescription medicine, including a lot of hormone balancing. So I do a lot of bioidentical hormones. I love it. I love being in private practice up here. I also, I'm also a radio show host myself. I have a show called Green Tea and Honey that I do with a chef.
All
about integrative medicine and delicious food and the joys of eating, because I love to eat. And I realized pretty early in clinical practice that I could give people all the wonderful medical nutritional advice that I wanted, and if they didn't know how to integrate it into their life and make it taste good, there was no way they were going to follow through and be able to sustain those kinds of new choices. So it's kind of become a big part of my mission in speaking and in radio and everything else to try to integrate those.
I love it. And you know, I know Prudence has a question too, but you know, I'm kind of on the outside, the look good, feel good, do good. So we need to talk, because I think that we can integrate that, I mean, really well.
Yeah, that's so wonderful.
Yeah.
No, I was going to just add, because you said it's unless they know how to combine things in a tasteful way, then they're not going to follow what you have to say. Fortunately, now there is a lot more of those options out there than there was, you know, 5, 10, even 20 years ago.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, it depends where you live, right? I mean, where we are on the edges of the country here, there's a lot more choices than there are for some of the folks that live in other places. I mean, we are inundated with choices here, which, you know, makes us so very lucky. And, you know, I think that that's really the key, is giving people ways to integrate these things. And, you know, folks are often used to going to their regular doc and getting a prescription for a pill. And, you know, there's one of the great things about a pill is that it's a pill. And, you know, sometimes if you want to go the more natural, holistic route, there's work to be done, you know, to make these kinds of changes and integrate them into your life. It's not easy. And so I feel like for me, as an integrative medicine doctor, it's so important to be able to offer people solutions that are going to make it work for them.
So now tell us about inflammation and what we need to watch for, what we need to look for, what we need to know.
Because that is really the root of all chronic diseases, correct?
Well, it is. And, you know, what's fascinating to me is that when I was in medical school 12, 13 years ago now, you know, we used to talk about inflammation being at the root cause of chronic diseases, and that was very well accepted within my little naturopathic bubble. And then when I would go out into the real world and say something like that to a different type of healthcare professional, I would kind of get a raised eyebrow. You know, and yet within the last decade, the concept of inflammation being at the root cause of chronic disease has become extremely well accepted. So, you know, this is something that science definitely supports. And what I want to clarify for your listeners is that, you know, for the sake of our discussion, there's two types of inflammation. There's acute inflammation and there's chronic inflammation. And I think most people, when they hear of inflammation, they think, you know, what happens when their shoulder hurts? What happens when they stub their toe or cut their finger? And what's happening in those situations is that the body is increasing amounts of certain inflammatory chemicals, which are doing things like making you red and swollen and making things hurt. And this has a very protective and important cause in the body, right? Because if you cut yourself and you get red and swollen and it hurts, what the body's doing is it's walling off the area, making sure infection doesn't spread. It's bringing wound-healing chemicals into the area. It's making it hurt so that, for goodness sake, you sit down and put your foot up and, you know, stay off it while it's healing. This is acute inflammation, and it's a really important part of your immune system. It's the cornerstone of your immune system, you know. It's saved each of our lives millions of times. And so in no way am I advocating that we diminish the body's ability to have an acute inflammatory response.
Now, so, you talk a little bit about eating whole foods. Talk to us about that. How important is that?
Well, let me, if I may, I know that time is an issue, but with the acute inflammation, the problem is that those inflammatory markers that cause all of those really important things to happen, if they stay elevated, we get chronic inflammation. And it's chronic inflammation. So it's those inflammatory markers being elevated long-term that are going to put us at higher risk for cardiovascular disease, diabetes, obesity, cancer, depression, arthritis, et cetera. And what keeps those inflammatory markers elevated, those very same inflammatory markers that help us when we stub our toe, what keeps those inflammatory markers elevated is a poor diet, being overweight, lack of exercise, and stress. So this is why chronic inflammation is an epidemic in this country. So thanks for letting me say that. And, you know, segueing into why, then, a whole foods anti-inflammatory diet is important is because, you know, the standard American diet, which is very high in sugar, poor quality fats, very low in vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients, and omega-3 essential fatty acids, this is a diet that is going to increase our inflammation. It's going to add to this issue. So if we can get people eating more whole foods, meaning less processed, less packaged foods, if you look on a label and there's stuff that you can't pronounce, there's stuff your grandmother wouldn't know there, you might want to think about eating something different. We want whole foods, so vegetables, fruits, whole grains. So instead of, you know, white bread, white pasta, white crackers, we go for multigrain, sprouted grain, even some of the non-gluten grains, so quinoa and millet and amaranth, things like that. You know, have red meat be more of a special treat, and focus more on including more fish in your diet, which has some of the most potent anti-inflammatories available.
You know, this is so, it's like we say this over and over and over again, you know, and I don't understand why we don't get it. I mean, it's kind of pretty black and white. Don't you agree?
I think you're right. But I think people get to a place of convenience and, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. It's kind of like, yeah, even with finance. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll get to that tomorrow. And it's a today proposition, all of this. Health, money, everything. It's a today proposition. It's all we have anyway is today's decision.
Well, that's for sure. And, you know, some of these things, we talk about how chronic inflammation is an epidemic and how it increases your risk for every single chronic disease that we deal with in this country. And that's some of the main ways that we deal with it are with our diet, our stress levels, and our exercise. And, you know, people, they kind of shut down because that it feels so big. But that's why, you know, the importance of giving little baby steps. And I have patients who say to me, well, but what if I just can't get to the gym? And, you know, I'm working on my diet, but I just, you know, this is the thing. I say, look, here's the deal. You're killing yourself.
Right. David,
right?
I know you
have. It's a bold, somewhat aggressive statement, but here's the deal. You're killing yourselves and you can fix it.
Right. And do you not care enough to invest in yourself? If anybody's out there, or,
you know, one of the things, it's interesting that we're actually on this segment with you. But one of the things that we also teach people that I love your topic, by the way, and I love what you're doing is, if you have three things, right, good things come in threes, we always say. And so diet, exercise, and sleep. But the interesting part is you actually have to apply all three. I clearly need to do that as well, but I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
And so I hear you.
Yeah, absolutely. But the great thing about when people start making dietary and lifestyle changes that I see in my practice is that they beget more. You know, it's like you start eating kale and you want more kale. And if you're not eating kale yet, you might be rolling your eyes.
I have to tell you, I just had the most amazing kale salad, and now it's already in my refrigerator. I'm so excited to eat it. And do you cook it? Now, do you cook it? Do you steam it? And then you make a kale salad?
Yeah, you can steam it and make a kale salad.
Can you eat it raw?
Well, you know who eats it raw is my four-year-old.
Like, really?
I'm getting kale ready to steam, and he says, "Mommy, can I have some kale?" And I say, "It's not cooked yet." He said, "No, I want it raw."
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's like, you know, that bitter palate that they haven't lost yet, you know?
Yeah, I love that. I'm so excited.
Amazing.
I know
There's also a way to make a raw kale. Now, I'm not the chef, but my colleague who's a chef, she does a raw kale salad where she massages it with oil and some sea salt, and it starts to break the kale down a little bit naturally, so that you can eat it raw that way too. So, but I mean, it's true though. It's like when you start eating healthy food, when you start exercising more, your body, it's almost as if your body goes, "Oh yeah, there it is. That's what I want."
I totally get that. I'm so excited. If anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And okay, give me your name again. Is it Amay?
Yes. It's
okay, Dr. Amay Shani. And Matt, we have a caller that had a question, right?
Yes, we did. Is there a natural way to attack let me rephrase that. Is there a natural way to attack osteoporosis?
Oh, osteoporosis. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, osteoporosis is challenging, right? I mean, whenever you're losing bone mineral density, it's not easy to find something to put it back. Certainly, one of the things that you can do is make sure that your vitamin D levels are adequate. Depending on how osteoporotic you are, you may be able to make some steps making sure that you're getting proper mineral utilization. And calcium is really, it's a smidgen of the story, right? I mean, it's calcium, but it's magnesium, and it's vitamin K, and it's the trace minerals. And really, vitamin D is incredibly important for you to be able to use the calcium that you have. And we are epidemically low in vitamin D. So one thing you can do is have your doc run a vitamin D level on you. The name of the test is 25OH vitamin D. They'll tell you normal is between 20 and 80. I like to see it around 50 or 60. And then you want to supplement appropriately and follow it. So, that's really important. There are some other things out there. There's a great mineral called strontium, which is available as a drug by prescription for osteoporosis in Europe, and actually has excellent studies on it and an excellent side effect profile, unlike the other osteoporosis drugs. And of course, it's not available here yet.
Of course.
I have things
coming down the pipe for that.
Great. I have a question, or more of a statement to go with the inflammation that we're talking about too. Mm-hmm. And just for the listeners, it's important to know, when you begin to change your diet, even though you're eating vegetables and things and you think, okay, I should be feeling great, know that there's often almost a detoxification effect that can happen. So you might feel a little more sluggish in the beginning, the first week or two. You might feel, especially as you're pulling out processed stuff and sugars and that kind of thing. And I think that's important to know, because you don't want to just start, when you start eating that way and then you start feeling yucky, thinking, well, this isn't working for me, and you just fall back into your thing. Stick it out. There is a slow process.
That's a great point, because you're absolutely right. Even, it's kind of like when you start exercising and you want to do everything in moderation, right? And kind of work yourself into it. David, I know you had a question.
Well, we have very similar to it seems like that's the case in almost every discipline, right? Whether you're a sports athlete, clearly we feel the same way about finances. And once you get going, it's kind of like the habits you get into.
Right.
And actually, I was going to ask you just a question. What do you think the correct amount of sleep, or the adequate amount of sleep?
I'm so glad you asked that, because I was thinking the same
thing. Yeah, I just was curious, because what are your thoughts there?
Well, you know what? People ask me that all the time, and I generally ask back to them, how much sleep do you need to feel well rested?
So it's really individual.
I mean, that's by nature of the fact that I'm a clinician, right? So, I mean, I read research and I study the studies, and I think all that stuff is really important. But what I'm looking at every day in my office is what is working for the person who's sitting in front of me. And, you know, when was the last time you felt rested? How much sleep do you need to feel rested? Which, by the way, might change, right?
Yeah, this is true.
When you're really depleted and exhausted, you might need 9 or 10 hours of sleep. And so I don't care that the study says that most people need 7.5 to 8.75 hours of sleep to be healthy.
Hey, wait, hold on. David's laughing.
I was just asking because the last time I think my wife and I had that was prior to our two kids, so
yeah.
I was just throwing that out.
Right, yeah. Well, and you have the babies. They're under three.
We call
so.
That BC, before kids, okay?
Yeah.
So
I'm right there with you.
Yeah,
right
or BK, right, I guess, yeah.
But we do see, you know, there's a lot of studies out there that talk about how, you know, people who have adequate sleep, which usually in the studies is somewhere between 7 and 8.5 hours of sleep. Those people are more likely to have an optimal weight. They're more likely to have stable mood. They're more likely to be healthier across the board. Sleep is so important.
You know, okay, so can you leave us with, you know, one great thing that we can change for today?
Okay, easy. Go take some fish oil.
I was going to ask you, does that make that big of a difference?
It makes a huge difference, Kim, because, first of all, it's the most potent anti-inflammatory that we have available to us. And it goes in and it actually acts on the cellular level because every cell in your body has a cell membrane. That cell membrane is made up of fats, and the quality of that fat is dictated by the quality of the fat that you put in your body. Omega-3 essential fats are so important for the flexibility and the movement of that cell membrane, which is going to make every cell work better. Most Americans cannot get enough through fish, sadly. And so to take a fish oil supplement, at least 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA a day, is a way to start today to change the inflammatory environment in your body while you're working on the other stuff.
It's I love
really
it.
Start. And I do want to mention quality is so important. I use Nordic Naturals.
Okay.
I've been using them for 13 years. Because you want to make sure that your fish oil is fresh, it's potent, and it's clean.
Okay.
And to me, that's a company you can get in any health food store, and you can totally rely on the quality.
I love it.
Product.
I love it. I love talking to you, and I would love to. I'm going to call you because I think we can do more.
Call me. Let's do it.
You got it. All right.
Okay.
This is, if anybody's just tuning in right now, we were just talking to Dr. Amay Shunney, and 5 ways to fight inflammation. I will definitely be bringing her back because I think that's just really the root of all of our stuff. What we're going to do is we are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us because we've got David and Hannah Hornstein, our financial couple, in here, and we are talking about your financial health. So stay with us.
Here she come now, say morning.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no-pressure, no-obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
The best things in life are free.
Ooh, I like it. I like it a lot. All right. Well, I want to do a shout out to my friend Marsha Hyvee. It's her birthday, and I want to wish her a happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Marsha.
I know. So. And I want to let anybody know out there, if you have a birthday or an anniversary or you just want to give somebody a special touch out there while they're listening to my show, give us a call here. Matt will be happy to let us know that we got that coming up. So 805-639-0008. All right. So what I want to do is introduce our next guest. And we have, let's see, I'm like losing it here. Can you help me out?
Eric.
Cindy Dolan, Eric Stromer.
Oh, okay. I love it. I love it. Well, we're talking about, well, we've got, do we have both of you guys on here?
Yeah.
Eric and Cindy.
And it's my birthday on April 28th.
So, like, oh, well, there you go. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
See, that was just meant to be. I just tell you, it all works out.
Yeah.
I love it. So, you know, I love where you guys are going with this. Remodeling, reorganizing. My husband's a contractor. I'm like a slash hairstylist contractor, you know.
Wow.
Because when he leaves and he's started a project, I'm trying to finish it. So,
Hey, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Go home and hug him and say it'll be okay.
Oh, I do every day, let me tell you. But you know what? I love where you guys are going with this. The kitchens are the heart of entertaining. And I don't know if you heard in the beginning of our show, is I actually made a huge great room in a kitchen.
Oh, you did?
Yes, and I love it. That's like our big old party place. We've got four children, and, you know. So I love it. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you guys do.
Well, sure. So, well, Eric and I do this whole home improvement thing. Eric's a former contractor. I'm a broadcaster. Together, we have a radio show called Home Wizards, TV shows that you've seen on HGTV. And now from personal experience, I know what it is like to have, just as you, to have a kitchen remodel. And so we wanted to share, you know, some of the ins and outs, some of the stressors, and how to avoid making mistakes and wasting money. Because it really is, as you say, with your family, your four kids, you want to make it a place where it is going to be eternal. It's going to be a life center. It's not just about food. It's about people and moments and all the things that happen in life.
Yeah, right. And we don't actually like, you know, well, for example, are you guys, either one of you wearing paisley or bell bottoms right now?
No.
No.
Okay, so to my point, you know, kitchen design, I think, should not be trendy as much as it should be timeless. It should have sort of a reverence toward something that's going to last you
the
for
classics.
30 years. You know, the classics, like a great blazer or a great cocktail.
A little
dress.
Black dress.
Yeah, you know.
Whatever that is, you want to have something that will, you know, that over 10 to 20 years will still go, wow, isn't that just elegant?
And you're so right. I mean, when we were picking out our kitchen, we wanted it to just be timeless. You want it to be where you're not, oh my gosh, why did I pick this out? It was in then and it's not now, right?
Yeah, and you can use, you know, you can use your kitchen for such a long time then, and then have accents in the form of vases or artwork or things that give you a pop of color, like, you know, earrings or a great necktie on a blazer.
Accessories.
It's that whole kind of accessorizing kind of
idea. So if you can picture, and when you go to CindyKitchenProject.com, we have the whole thing chronicled. We have videos showing, you know, the kitchen that my husband and I lived in for 10 years in this 1950s home with 1970s Harvest Gold appliances, where during Thanksgiving I could never figure out when the turkey would be done because it wasn't
heating evenly, you know, and then we had these cabinets that hung down so low from the ceiling that I had barely a foot of open space above the countertop, duck my head down, and look over to the next room and say to my husband, okay, are you ready for dinner? And so
the prisoner's ready to eat.
I like it. Okay, I get where you guys, so how did you, what did you do to change that?
Well, we decided to get all new cabinets that would be more organized, a place to store all the pots and pans. I love how when you can open up a drawer, I'm not sure if you have this, where you can, you know, all the pots and pans fit.
A lazy Susan.
It can be a lazy Susan, and then additional drawers and pantries where...
Oh, yeah, I have all those huge drawers.
Yeah.
Yep.
In your spices, you can find them, and we have these Marillac cabinets where you open up the drawer, and all the... It's almost like a feature.
Ooh.
The spices are in these layers of levels, and so you can have your salts and peppers, and then you can have, you know, your basil and oregano, your Italian spices. You like Mexican food or Asian, it's all kind of coordinated. And anyway, so the organization is a key thing. That is a trend because it's a timeless, important thing you always want.
And then also even honoring, you know, purchases at the big box stores, you know, where you buy 500 rolls of paper towels, where do you put them? Now a lot of these cabinet makers are creating places where storage is essential. It's not like we're going to put everything in the garage and you never see them again. You know, it's actually functional, and we've got these task workspaces with the. That's why we also like, you know, involving a great contractor, to your husband's point and your point, or a great designer, because there are hard and fast rules, as you know, what makes a great design. It feels good because it was laid out the right way. And if you're going to try and do it yourself, you're probably going to miss a lot of those really great focal
points. It's like creating stations like a chef would have. You know, you want to have your prepping station, you know, your get the food out and now serve it station, and then the actual eating and entertaining station, and maybe now your laptop and hanging out while people are looking at TV and checking their emails.
Or in my case, you know, where my kid can, well, where actually I can dictate my eighth grader's term paper to him. He gets a C and gets mad at me because he doesn't himself. You know, that deal.
I'm on the fence about my kitchen because it's an older home. My home was built about 58. Mm. I have a great O'Keefe and Merritt stove, which I love.
Yeah.
It needs to be refurbished maybe a bit, but everything completely working parts.
Those are great stoves.
It's fantastic.
I'll get rid of that one.
Yeah, and then I have my cabinets, although they're very old, you know, old school. They have a lot of space, and I'm afraid that if I change them out and put in modern cabinets, I'm going to lose quite a bit of space.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, you know, I think you probably won't if you have somebody do a great drawing for you and you realize what the volume is in each of these boxes. But to your situation, if it's functional and working, then don't do anything. Leave it exactly as
it is. And can't she just reface them?
Sure, you can get new doors easily if
you
do, and you know, refinish them, reface them, whatever you want to do.
And then keep that classic stove, but maybe you know, update it with some other additional appliances that are going to be more energy efficient, and also will be a little faster. Like we have this thing, it's the GE Cafe line, and it's this Advantium oven that it looks like a microwave, and it sits above our stove. And it has a vent inside, so it, you know, it catches one of your, you know, steaming or sauteing on your counter.
Cooks
your
chicken in 30 minutes, by the way.
Yeah,
rotisserie
is a chicken. It has a four-way speed function that it gives you this top chef experience in a very quick and easy way. So many appliances, I don't know about you guys, but when you go to these appliance centers or big box stores, it becomes really overwhelming, and you see them all, and it's a bunch of stainless steel. It's a blur. And the most expensive one isn't necessarily the best one for you. And we loved how this was moderately priced and had all these different bells and whistles, but without being too complicated.
Yeah, I had an oven that I couldn't figure out how to turn the timer on.
Yeah, isn't that? I know. No, I've got washer and dryers like that.
Yeah.
They kind of play this song at the end. I'm like, okay, I guess it's done. You know,
well, they're so needy, so much attention they require.
Yeah, exactly. So, where can my listeners find? Yeah. You know, I mean, what's going on right now? If somebody was really interested in making some changes to their kitchen, what would be the most up-to-date look?
Well, I think, again, that the up-to-date look is to not look too up-to-date.
Ah.
In other words, you want to think of some earth tone, neutral, classic colors. One of the up-to-date things that really helped us is the trendy word is transitional design. In other words, we have two different colors of countertops, two different colors of cabinetry, and so now it looks like it's not just one theme or one style, but two of them combined. And so that's going to make me feel excited about my kitchen for a longer period, and it's going to just, you know, just elevate your experience.
Gives you more options to color palette.
Yeah,
too.
And so that was the tip that we got from the kitchen and bath designer who worked with us. And then another idea is don't, again, just like the appliances, don't think you have to get granite as your surface. We ended up with this Corian that we chose on purpose because it's a non-porous. If you have kids, it's a solid surface that you're not going to have to worry about getting salmonella, because a lot of these stone surfaces or concrete, they absorb all that, and then
right.
You don't know if it's clean.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? I would love. We're at the end of our show,
sure.
And I got to let everybody know where they can find you guys.
Sure.
And I would love to have you come back and talk a little bit more about really getting into some detail.
Got it.
Sure.
Yeah. And so thank you so much for being our guest.
You got it.
Yep.
All right. All right. And we have your number to get in touch with you and all that good stuff,
yeah,
right?
Anytime.
And yourhomewizards.com.
Or go to Cindy Kitchen Project. You'll see the before and after.
You got it. All right. Thank you. And happy birthday.
You got it.
Thank
all right.
You.
Okay. So, wow. We just flew through some amazing ideas, you know, and it is so true that if you want to invest in your home and invest in your life, and, you know, you need to know where you're going to have the money, and you need to plan for those things. And so many of us live by the seat of our pants. And, you know, as I'm getting, you know, a little more advanced in my age, I'm going to put it that way, you know, we need you in our lives. We
29
need
is not advanced, Kim.
Oh, I love it. You can keep coming back.
I wouldn't call it advanced. I'd say experience.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. But what I want to say is I really think it's all about planning your life. And give us some tips on how we could get in touch with you to plan our life to make it a little bit easier so we don't have surprises and things that just pop up.
Yeah, and you know, we want to, again, you can reach Hannah and I together, 818-402-9396. And, you know, what I'd say to your viewers as well is, you know, a lot of people already have financial advisors. A lot of people have representatives and so forth. Not a lot, but a few. And if you don't, maybe you're trusting your CPA. But between Hannah and I, we have licenses that only 3,000 people in the country have.
Really?
Yeah, between Hannah and I. And
right.
So what that gives us is an opportunity to review what you already think you have set in place. But perhaps because the people that set them in place for you didn't have all of the licenses where they can actually represent an entire industry or give you other ideas, it might be worth at a minimum reviewing what it is that you already have in place and having us take a look and say, okay, great, you're set, or great, here's another idea, or you know, things of that nature. That helps out a lot of people. We've helped a lot of people that thought they were set with whoever it is they were using for years, and we were able to actually add to whatever it is they had without having them alienate. And no, there's no, you know, there's really no charge for that. You know, clearly there should be, right? But there really isn't. And our goal is to go out there and educate and impress people. And we're kind of on a crusade to do that. And because we represent everyone and we're not captive per se, where we have a product per se that we're pushing.
So you, yeah. So you kind of, you can, anybody can come in to you and figure out where they're at in life, right? And then you guys can either, if they want to work with you, great. If not, they're one step further in knowing where they're going.
Yeah. And we believe that when we do that and we do the right thing by people, good things happen and we're able to educate them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing I'll leave you with as well as we come closer is that, you know, we give people education on things they don't want to necessarily talk about too or know about. Like, for example, as an example, I was thinking about this. You know, taxes are actually at their lowest, believe it or not, in the country for the highest, you know, rate of income.
Really?
Yeah. And actually last century, they were at the highest, you know, the average was about 70%. So people don't think the average of the highest tax rate was 70% in the last 100 years. And so the question I always ask people is right, do you think taxes are going up, down, or staying the same? And so usually people, when they look at that, they think, oh, my goodness. So how much of your investments are in investment categories where the taxes are
wow.
Are
great,
gone.
Great yeah. Information. Thank you so much for being
yeah,
here.
We love being here. Thank you,
and,
Kim.
And you guys are, I have it all posted all over my Facebook, and I I recommend both of them and give them a call. Prudence, thank you so much. Matt on our board, thank you again. Remember to listen again if you missed any part of our show from 1 to 2. And also, I'm going to be on this evening from 4 to 6, same channel, and Prudence and I will be there. We've got some amazing guests. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is Give Your Stress Wings and Let It Fly Away. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. You have a really great day, and I'll talk to you later.